the Ghost Inside and Broken Bells on Demon FM. Nearly started really bad and said nerve.
Hang on. Who's this? You don't normally come around these parts, Sean.
This is like weird.
This is very weird.
This is Sean and Johnny. We are part of the student radio takeover of Demon FM. If you don't know, there's been a massive thing happening at DeMont University this week where we've all the radio geeks from the student world have been gathering.
All the nerds have come together to nerd it up.
And today, for one show only, Nerve will be taking over Demon FM. We don't know how well it's going to go.
You've really got to wonder what went through their minds when they thought this would be a good idea.
They might not have ever thought that. Right, Sean and Johnny, on till five. It's the last show of this, so we've got to make it good. We've got to, like, send it off with fireworks and stuff. I don't know what happens if we don't, but... Right then, let's do this. The Student Radio Takeover.
Takeover.
The Student
Radio
Takeover.
The Student Radio Takeover.
On Demon FM.
Demon FM.
It's the SRA Takeover on Demon FM. Sean and Johnny from Nerva here.
Hello.
I just spoke to myself about in third person there.
Yeah, no, it's a bit odd. You should probably stop.
Nah. We're from Nerve Radio, which is the student radio station from Bournemouth.
Mm-hmm. It's a lovely place. It's got some seaside. It's got old people. It's fantastic.
Yeah. We came to Leicester on yesterday, wasn't it? It was Tuesday. My days were all muddled up, but Tuesday. The first thing that happened when I walked into Leicester, we got off the train and we were going up the stairs in the station and the wind blew and there was a girl in front of me and she had a skirt on and it went right up and you saw everything. Welcome to Leicester.
Oh.
I thought, I know it's going to be a good week.
You saw everything, Sean, and I can only assume that you've been rather predatory. Don't try and pretend that's an accident. You're probably following a... You probably had a wind machine.
I did have a wind machine.
If I know you like I know you...
That's the vital bit that I forgot to mention.
Yeah, Sean just stood behind her with a hairdryer. Oh, what a terrible coincidence.
If you want to get involved in the show, you can tweet us. We're at Demon FM. That's right on Twitter, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
Demon FM. If you want to say, if you're also at the SRA Con and you just want to say something that you found about Leicester, if there's anything interesting, if you've blown up any skirts from girls.
Yeah, hopefully you're the only one doing that. If there's more of that going on, then that really should stop, because that's harassment. That's really quite serious.
Another weird thing that happened in Leicester. I was in the bathroom the other day. Earlier today.
This wasn't a man's bathroom.
In a man's bathroom, I was just going to the toilet there. Two blokes in one cubicle. That's all I'm going to say about it. It's Zombie Nation on Demon FM. This is the SRA Takeover. Nerve Radio are here from Bournemouth. Myself and Johnny bring it up to 6 o'clock. I think I said five earlier. That was just me, you know.
Being an idiot.
Being unique. We both do a show on Nerve FM in Bournemouth, and I have many great features, okay? There's Confession Corner, Beckham Watch, but Johnny was like, no.
Yeah, there's even some great ones.
Yeah, we're not going to do any of those features today.
Uh-uh.
What is this one that you've come up with?
Well, Sean, when I think of Leicester, I think of ancient Roman pavements and baths. I think of the population, 330,000 people. We all know that. We all know that it's twin cities with Chongqing in China. We all know that's common knowledge.
And now we know what guys like to do in cubicles.
But tell us something we don't know about Leicester, right? That's what we want you to do, because we can do research. We don't need to, obviously. Like I said, we know all this stuff. We know everything about Leicester. But we want the little facts that actually, you know, you might not get on Wikipedia. We want things from people, from real people who've lived here and who have been here, who have those little facts, because we're tourists.
We want to know those weirdos in the town centre that you call a legend. Like at my hometown, we've got Birdman, who he just feeds the birds now and then, and like all the birds just sort of congregate around him.
It's not the most imaginative of nicknames.
No, and we got Harmonica Man, who just plays a harmonica.
All right, Smiths. I see. They sound like rubbish superheroes.
Yeah. Who are the rubbish superheroes of Leicester? That's what I want to know.
Where I'm from, we've got Short and T-shirt Man. And he, no matter, regardless of the time of the year, he just wears T-shirt and shorts all year round. Never stops.
Okay, right. At Demon FM, what is weird about Leicester?
Yes.
Or just anything about Leicester. It doesn't
tell us something we don't know. Get in touch.
It's Nerve Radio on the SRA Takeover on Demon FM. Rihanna and Diamonds on Demon FM. This is the SRA Takeover. Sean and Johnny with you till six. We're from Nerve in Bournemouth.
Yeah. And if they knew about us, I don't think they'd have let us on. We're sort of having a chat, aren't we? We're having a chat with the people in the studio.
Yeah.
They've been looking after us actually very very kindly.
And they haven't left the studio yet. You'll notice they're like almost ready to just chuck us out.
It's
like,
not that they're scared. I think they're just enjoying the atmosphere.
Yeah. So we were asking you for your what is it? What did you call this thing?
I've called this thing "Tell us something we don't know." Right.
Okay.
You know, like it's a popular phrase, Sean.
So this is about Leicester things, because we're not from Leicester. We want to know more about Leicester.
We do.
We're asking you, what can we know? Not like the boring stuff, the quirky stuff.
The quirky stuff. So Lucy O'Neill has got in touch. Hello, Lucy. Well done you for tweeting, you lovely, lovely human. She's warned us away from a particular chicken shop.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to name it.
Yeah.
They have rules here. and she says she's 99% sure that it is in fact pigeon.
Ooh.
I'm more worrying than it being pigeon, Lucy, I think is maybe the fact that you think it is pigeon, which would insinuate that you've been eating a lot of pigeon.
And you keep going back to eat it. Just, if you're that sure, you probably have gone back to check.
Just passing it around to mates going, this is definitely, this tastes like pigeon shoes. Yeah. Definitely pigeon.
And I was saying that in my hometown, we've got Pigeon Man. Apparently Pigeon Man is here, also in Leicester. So maybe that's where they're getting them from, the pigeons.
Yeah, it's quite a commute, isn't it, for Pigeon Man? Obviously, if he was a proper Pigeon Man.
Maybe he tours the country. Have you seen Pigeon Man in your hometown?
He migrates south in the summer. That's what he does.
Okay, right. At Demon FM, if you've got any more quirky facts about Leicester, that's where we are today, isn't it?
Yes.
Almost forgot. This is Unknown Mortal Orchestra. How Can You Love Me? It's the SRA Takeover. Unknown Mortal Orchestra, How Can You Love Me on Demon FM. I think we played about 5 songs in the show already that don't have any lyrics at all.
They're not wordy here. They're not big on words. They're not big on lyrics.
Can you not afford to like a PRS bill or something? I'm getting the shake of the head. Right, we've been asking for what I've forgotten the name of it again. What don't you know?
Tell us some. Right, Sean, do you want to just let me take this? Right.
Yeah, you go on.
It's quite clear that you're incompetent.
Off you go.
Tell us something we don't know is the name of this, and we just want you to tell us something we don't know about Leicester because we're tourists. We don't know what's going on. Tweet us, please, at Demon FM, letting us know what's going on. Annie's got in touch after the last time we spoke to you and told you about a pigeon chicken shop.
A chicken shop which apparently serves pigeon and not chicken.
Well, Annie's got in touch. I don't know whether we've offended her. She says, pigeon is expensive, not a rubbish meat. She's had enough. She's
we've offended her.
Yeah. She's obviously been doing her Twitter search for pigeons just to see what's going on. But no, sorry, Annie. We didn't mean to offend you in any way. And I'm sure pigeon is lovely. Maybe you can let us know. Maybe you can come in and we'll cook some. You can show us what a lovely taste it's got.
We should try and get this pigeon man on the show.
Mm.
Anyone know him? If you know him, tweet us at Demon FM. We want to speak to Pigeon Man before the end of the show. It's Wooden Chips, and before that, Robbie Williams and Candy on the SRA Takeover on Demon FM. This is Sean and Johnny. I've just discovered that I can't take Johnny anywhere without him just like embarrassing me, really. It's this thing that you've got some fascination about.
Right, okay, basically what I'm saying is, I think it's worth us saying what we're doing here. Why are we in Leicester?
We're here for the Student Radio Conference. It's where all the geeks of student radio meet up and talk nerdy.
Correct, and they're holding it at De Montfort University, and that's why, you know, that's why we're here. So I went into the uni for the first time yesterday, and went into the toilets. Right, I won't take you through my whole.
We've already talked about the toilets.
I won't take you
odd
through
places.
I know, yeah, it's where all the fun happens. No, I won't take you through my whole journey of the toilet. But Sean, let me tell you this: I wash my hands. Of course, I'm not an animal, right? I've washed my hands. Then what do I find? Oh, hello, Dyson Airblade. Now that is the king of hand-drying machines. It really, honestly, don't look at me
this
like that.
This is such a 2009 thing.
They're
old now.
Yeah, but they're not old, because if they were everywhere, like what I want is a sort of human-sized one that I can just have in my house. It's incredible. Sean, the best thing is like a treat for your hands. I think, you know like how few men actually wash their hands when they go to the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
If you put an air blade in every toilet, every man would wash his hands because it's such a pleasurable experience. Although apparently it is just for your hands, and that's why they kicked me out.
It's It's Charles Wright. Express yourself on Demon FM. This is the SRA Takeover. Nerve Radio are here. We're taking over till 6 o'clock on Leicester's airwaves. And we're having a bit of a cultural experience here in the studio. We're finding all about Leicester.
We're learning.
We've found out about their pigeon chicken. And I've just found out they call a bread roll, just a normal bread roll,
yep.
A cob.
Yeah.
What's that about Leicester?
I don't know.
What are you on?
But they're all right, aren't they? They're all right. We like these Leicesters. Lovely people.
They seem like friendly guys.
Yeah, and what these Leicesters have been talking about quite recently, Sean, is the old King Richard III. They've been chatting in their droves. They don't know where he's going to go, do they? They want to keep him. York want to nick him. We'll be talking about it in a minute.
I think we should do like a Jeremy Kyle-esque thing.
Well, we can't really get him in.
We'll find out who gets to keep. Who gets to keep King Richard?
I don't think you can get his mum in.
No?
I think she's probably busy.
Let's get the test results. Test results are up next after the Foles and Inhaler on Demon FM. Foles and Inhaler on the SRA Takeover. This is Demon FM, but Nerve Radio are taking over till 6 o'clock. Just over 10 minutes left of the show.
Radio Takeover
on Demon FM.
Go!
So, a second ago, we were just talking about King Richard III. If you haven't heard about this yet, basically he was found, I think it was November last year.
Where have you been if you haven't heard about this? Living under a car park?
Yeah, he was living under a car park for 500 years. And there's a bit of a dispute at the moment because York want him back or something. Not back, they just want him.
They want him. They want to bury him in York.
Why?
Well, because that's where they're meant to be. The rest of his family, I guess.
What family?
They're all there. Sean, don't quiz my history.
He's been dead for 500 years.
I know. They're not really bothered, are they? They're not kicking up a fuss. But basically, I was thinking about York, and they want the thing back because they do their Jorvik. What is it? The festival, the Jorvik festival. It's a Viking thing. But I went to York, right? They've got a Jorvik centre, and I went to the Jorvik centre, and basically they take you on this magical time tunnel thing, and what happens is you get into this sort of a roller coaster, but it's not a roller coaster because what it actually is just a big seat that flies you around this place and it takes you through like Viking Britain.
Maybe that's what they'll do with King Richard.
Well, no, but what happened is that'd be awful. But the idea was that it was all like you could sense it and you could smell it, and there was at one point where you're meant to be going through this thing, and it's a sort of a family, and they've just thrown their big bucket of human excrement out. And the idea is you're meant to be able to smell it. Right?
Nice.
So my argument against it going to York is that Leicester smells nicer. Just.
It's Edward Sharp and Home on the SRA Takeover. This is Demon FM, and it's been Nerve Radio bringing you through the last hour. But that is the end of the SRA Takeover.
It's all over.
Maybe it'll be back next year, but not on Demon FM.
No, but thank you to everybody at Demon FM, because you've all been lovely, and they've sorted us out, they've looked after us.
And thank you to Leicester. I feel like I know so much more about this place now.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see you if you are at the Student Radio Conference. It's a big event. If you see loads of people walking around the city, it's probably a bunch of students.
Radio geeks.
Yeah, radio geeks. So say hi to them. And if you're going to be about at the Student Radio Conference, come and say hi to us. Come and say hi to the whole Nerve team. We're all very friendly. Well, most of us,
yeah. Thank you very much for listening. Of Monsters and Men will play us out.
And can you please bring us some of your tasty pigeon?